All right, good evening. Welcome to the Rossford Exempted Village School District's regular board meeting of Monday, September 9th, 2024. Would you please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
P. Denzik.
Here.
Guff. P. Clacco.
Here.
Teresa McKnight.
Here.
Dawn Burks.
Here. Exhibit number two, the motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education adopt the accompanying agenda as presented and adjusted and also approve the consent agenda with any exceptions noted for its regular meeting of September 9th, 2024.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Emily Clacco.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzik.
Yes.
Teresa McKnight.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number four, recognition of visitors. At this time, we do not have any, but thank you for those listening in TV land, as well as those of you who are here in the boardroom. All right. Exhibit number five, monthly reports. Mrs. McKnight, we'll begin with you.
Okay, thank you. I wanted to point out Dr. Niederhaus's report that one of our priority areas is communication, and it says uses all forms of communication to provide information that's clear. And according to his report, I think every form of communication was listed. The videos that were created with the assistance of Matt Thompson were helpful and entertaining. It's great to see that Dr. Niederhaus is also seeking parents to participate in an advisory group promoting academics. Mr. Swavel's report reflected all those meetings that have to happen at the beginning of the year. So we thank him for organizing all that, and the teachers at the elementary that are piloting all the ELA programs. That's much appreciated. And thank you to our transportation department as they continue to do their best to handle the driver shortage issue. So all the reports were very informative. Thank you to the principals, directors, and supervisors for the successful start to new school year.
All right, thank you. Ms. Huffman.
Thank you for your detailed reports. Lots of housekeeping things, as Terry alluded to. Appreciate all the hard work. Hard to start a new school year and fun.
All right, Ms. Clacco.
Yes, thank you for all your reports. I just wanted to point out, I love hearing in the tech report from Sandra that we have students that are working with her. And I just think that that strategic alliance between administration and student is so important. And they're developing skills. And I just think it's just a positive thing for our district. And then also just wanted to draw the community's attention to, we do need bus drivers. So talk to your friends. Reach out, see if we can get these bus positions filled. And there's a few custodial positions that also need to be filled. So Rossford's a great place to work. So spread the word.
All right. Thank you. Ms. Denzik.
Thank you so much for your very detailed reports. There was something that I wanted to highlight from them. It is Brian Smith, the athletic director, said, I am thrilled to report that our students have been recognized for their outstanding school spirit and support for our high school football team. During the first week of the season, our student section was awarded the prestigious BCSN Student Section of the Week. So congratulations to the student section. And again, thank you all for your very detailed reports.
Yes, thank you. And I will just put in a little plug for the elementary PTO, because they always do this mums, the flower thing with the pumpkin. So you have a little bit of time to get yours. I think September 20th is when they're going to be delivered. So I... Yep. Yes. So we did get a link. So if you want to, if you haven't already done yours, I did mine. So definitely, you know, get yours in, because it's a cool thing. And then they last for a long time, and you can keep the container, which is nice. So yeah. So thank you again for your detailed reports. All right. Exhibit number six, Superintendent Board President's recommendations. And we will begin with the first one, which is the motion reads the Rossford Board of Education is recommended the Board of Education accept the resignations of the classified personnel.
Second.
All right. Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Teresa McKnight.
Yes.
Lee Klocko.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzik.
Yes.
Vaughn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 6B. The motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approve the employment of the classified personnel effective the 2024-2025 school year.
So moved.
Second.
All right. Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Denzik.
Yes.
Paco.
Yes.
Teresa McKnight.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Vaughn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 6C, the motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approve the supplemental contracts effective the 2024-2025 school year.
So moved. Second.
Any questions or comments?
A lot of them.
Yes. I wanted to say just thank you to all the teachers. There's two pages here of extracurricular activities, mentorship. So thank you for all their extra hard work.
Thank you. All right. Roll call.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Emily Klocko.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzik.
Yes.
Teresa McKnight.
Yes.
Vaughn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 6D, the motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education accept the wait a minute. Where am I at?
Volunteers.
No, I know, but I somehow missed it. Okay. Approve the volunteers effective the 2024-2025 school year.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? I would just like to say thank you to all of our volunteers, as well as Ms. McKnight, who's on the list. So saw your name. So, and is Ms. Klocko as well? Okay. And is Ms. Denzik? I don't think so. Yep. All right. And so I don't know, making sure that, yes, you make sure that you abstain if you.
Well, yep. Jamie, what can you clarify?
Okay. See, now this has changed. Okay. Maybe it hasn't, but okay. I always get this confused as to. Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Roll call.
Tiffany Denzik.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Emily Klocko.
Yes.
Teresa McKnight.
Yes.
Burke.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 6E. The motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education accept the donations of clothing to the junior senior high school and elementary clinics.
So moved.
Second.
All right. Any questions or comments?
Thank you for all of those donations.
Ms. Lithicum, it looked like got a lot this time, which is awesome. So thank you. All right. Roll call.
Tiffany Denzik.
Yes.
Teresa McKnight.
Yes.
Klocko.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Vaughn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 6F. The motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approve the certificated staff to participate on the 2024-2025 school year response to intervention RTI teams.
Mm-hmm.
Second.
All right. Any questions or comments? Again, thank you for your service with that, because mm-hmm. I know it's a lot of work. All right. Roll call.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Teresa McKnight.
Yes.
Molly Klocko.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzik.
Yes.
Vaughn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 6G, the motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approve the agreement with the Wood County Board of Developmental Disabilities for special education services effective the 2024-2025 school year.
So moved.
Second. All right. Is that Jackie? And then Emily. All right. Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Emily Klocko.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzik.
Yes.
Lisa McKnight.
Yes.
Vaughn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 6H, the motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approve the agreement with the Wood County Educational Service Center for the Rosser Junior Senior High School Beyond the Bell program effective the 2024-2025 school year.
So moved.
Second.
Questions or comments?
Dan, could you just clarify, this is for grades 6 through 12, and it's and all students are eligible. Is that correct? And it's
school program.
Right.
Correct.
Okay. And they just stay after school and get extra help. So any parent.
That's correct.
Okay.
So there, you know, obviously there's an easy sign up or application, if you will, but it's open to all students. Okay. We instituted this program to fill the need for students needing extra help, especially if they're staying after school to attend one of our athletic events. It fits nicely for those students. So there's a whole host also of other activities outside of academics that they plan for the kids, depending on who's participating. But it's really about student engagement after school, and that's what that is for. Yeah.
Perfect. If a parent was interested, how do they sign their child up? Is it on our website?
I would have them contact the high school office.
Okay.
To see how best to do that, just contacting or one of the secretaries.
And I've heard nothing but good about the program, so hopefully parents will take advantage of it.
Yeah. Currently, the other day, I stopped down and spoke with our Wood County representatives, and they're averaging around 15 students currently, which is up. We also often see an increase in the number of students who participate during the winter months.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, I think there's more engagement in athletics or other events. So we see an increase in kids participating in the winter.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Yep.
All right.
Roll call.
Teresa McKnight.
Yes.
Clocko.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzik.
Yes.
Burke.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 6. Aye. The motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approved the agreement with the Wood County Educational Service Center for Prevention Education on-site services effective the 2024-2025 school year.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Tiffany Denzik.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Molly Clocko.
Yes.
Teresa McKnight.
Yes.
Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 6J, the motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approved the Wood County Educational Service Center cost statement for special education services effective the 2024-2025 school year.
So moved. Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Emily Clocko.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzik.
Yes.
Teresa McKnight.
Yes.
Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 6K, the motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education adopt the resolution authorizing the initiation of the selection process for an architect to provide design services for the new middle school project.
So moved. Second.
Any questions or comments?
I do. I asked Mr. Rosser if he could explain what this looks like for us.
Last month, you approved an enrollment study. And in the meantime, between that enrollment study, the result will, until we get the results, we're starting down a path of if we are going to build a building, which we don't know. It has no decision made. We don't know what that is going to tell us. But we wanted to get things moving that in case it does say, hey, look, you guys are going to grow like crazy because of all the development we have, that we have things in place. I mean, this is the first piece. There'll be companion pieces for construction manager at risk. There'll be another companion piece for the builder. So these things are going along. We're progressing along. We may get to the end and look at that report and say, you know what? It doesn't justify us needing a new building. And then we just stop right there. But this is a lot of time we don't want to waste in case it does show that the numbers justify it. So that's kind of what the road we're starting down. We may never reach the end, or we may have done really wise things by doing this. So that's kind of it in a nutshell, if
mm-hmm.
that makes sense.
Yeah, I appreciate the transparency. So thank you.
No problem.
All right.
We're not trying to hide anything.
That's, yeah.
All right, roll call.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Emily Clocko.
Yes.
Teresa McKnight.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzik.
Yes.
Yes, motion carries. Exhibit number 6L. The motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education adopt the resolution action item directing Megan Conroy, Assistant Treasurer, to publish notice.
So moved.
Any questions or comments? I just wanted to just comment and just say that we are looking to continue with Jamie and looking at continuing on and doing things with regards to reemployment. So this is the process that we do as a board whenever we have an employee who we may be reemploying. So this is the beginning of the process. So anyone for the next board meeting on November 18th, I believe, is when they'll have an opportunity to speak.
Two board meetings.
Yeah.
Two board. Well, the first one is the one where, yes, with the hearing. And then the second one is to approve. So, yeah. But the first one is the one that I think the community obviously would speak on to be able to communicate there if they would like to. So, yes. Yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. Roll call.
Teresa McKnight.
Yes.
Clocko.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzik.
Yes.
Burke.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 7. At this time, we request any audience participation. If you would state your name and your address And if you haven't signed in, well, Jamie, if you could go check and see, please, or Matt, thank you, whoever. All right. Well, thank you all again for being here. At this time, we will move on to exhibit number 8, Board of Education reports. Ms. Stenzik, we'll begin with you.
I have no reports at this time. Thank you.
Okay. All right, Ms. Klacko.
I have no reports either.
All right.
You know I do.
Yep.
So it has been quiet this summer with the legislation and I think they're preparing, trying to get out in November. But there was one that came across on August 6th. The Franklin County Court of Common Pleas issued a decision finding that House Bill 68, legislation banning the use of certain medical interventions for transgender youth and barring the participation of transgender girls and girls and women's sports, was unconstitutional. The court vacated the temporary restraining order, which had been blocking its enforcement since the spring. This means that the bill in its entirety has gone into effect immediately. And this is from the Rec Center meeting. The Halloween parade is October 27th. The theme is haunted outdoors. So we might have to figure out how to decorate Jamie's truck with a spooky apple orchard. I don't know. Is that what,
I don't know. Okay.
We'll discuss that later. Yes, October 27th. And the Rec Center will have a renewal levy on the ballot this November. So thank you. That's all I have.
All right. Ms. Huffman.
I did not have any reports. Thank you.
All right. And then we, Ms. Denzik and I attended the Finance Committee meeting. And just Jamie shared a couple things that I will highlight with regards to first, just making sure that the committee was aware of kind of our finances and what it looks like and how it's broken down. Then, of course, looking at the solar project, bought the property at City on Lime City across from the elementary, which was a property that we've acquired. So, and then he discussed the enrollment study. So, again, looking at that. And so I know that the Finance Committee probably, once we get that information, that's something that we will definitely be discussing. And I think, as I shared with Ms. McKnight, who had some suggestions of things, I think as we continue to look at you had suggested, I think you sent me an email this morning with regards to a suggestion of potential.
Oh, that was not my suggestion.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, that was one that I received.
Oh.
Someone mentioned to you.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I could
okay.
not have come up
okay.
with that
I thought
idea.
It was yours, but what I was gathering is that we will, once we start to talk about our strategic plan, if that is one of the goals of the board, and that being facilities after getting the enrollment study and all of that, I know those will be conversations that we have to talk about that. So, you know, that is a suggestion and continue to keep those things, you know, as we collect them from the community members. So that way, those are things that we can make sure that we discuss as a board as to our priorities and goals and the vision and the mission of our district. So, yes. All right. And then I think, I don't know if there's anything else, Jamie, that you think would be pressing to share with regards to. Nope. Okay. And it was good. I like the warmer upper. That was great. All right. And so we had no correspondence this month. And we did, oh, actually, the letter to elect Wood County Consortium Health Plan and then the compliance officer's technical corrections to policy. All right. And then we also had 14 nice job notes. So at this time, exhibit number 9, we'll open it up for discussion. So any open discussion items.
I do want to just clarify something because I did help Dawn this week just talk about the timeline to talk about Mr. Rossler's rehire employment discussion. That'll be a public discussion. So on October 14th is our next meeting. There's nothing there. Our direction to Mrs. Conroy, that we voted on today, our resolution, she has to have something in published by October 10th. And then the discussion, the public meeting will be November 18th, but you were correct. I just wanted to say nothing's happening next month.
Right.
So I wanted to say that.
Well, also, thank you.
I find myself freed up these days. And I know I'm just on one policy or one committee, board committee, and I am willing to take someone's position. I'd love to get back on policy committee. And I know Dawn's, I think, on three committees.
Yes. Well, I asked her if she would, she freed up some time, and I thought, okay, this might be good for you to get on if the board is okay with that. And the only reason I was suggesting that is because as I have a new position in my new role in my district, I would ask that, you know, being able to be present and available, especially when sometimes I get things like today, I didn't actually see any messages until after I got off work. So the best thing I would ask is that if you send me an email, if you could, like I do, text me, because that way I know that I will receive it. Just like I, because I know a lot of people don't read their email every moment. And so that's why I also send the email or the text, just to kind of as a reminder, like, hey, I sent you guys an email. So if you guys could do that for me as well, because during the day I'm with kids all day. So yeah. All right. Any other open discussion items?
I just was wondering how our plans for our workshop were coming.
Okay. And then Dan's going to update us on
that. So there'll be a recommendation. I did get your suggestion, as well as Dawn sent me a suggestion. The board should have a recommendation at the October meeting. You're talking about strategic planning,
right?
Correct.
With the mission.
Yep.
Goals. Okay. Thank you. And so the information that came to me quickly this morning about a suggestion with the, so we're going to hold on that. It was are we firm with the middle school, or could it be a new preschool grade?
I don't think we talked about anything.
Okay.
Like that. So, I mean, I haven't. So I think that's like a hold on, and okay, like keep those notes. And when we get to that point, we're not even in phase one. I think we're just trying to be proactive as opposed to reactive.
Okay.
And based on the enrollment study, as Jamie mentioned, I believe that would be the best thing to start with, because if there's not a need, then when we do our strategic planning, we're going to look at, you know, what the board sees as, and again, this is you being new on the board, as well as Emily. I think the three of us have done strategic planning, but the strategic plan needs to start with a vision and a mission, and then from there align with goals and what we want to accomplish. As we have talked about as a board, we all agree that we want to include all parts of the community, as well as our staff, our administration, our teachers, and so, and our students, which is very important. So I think that's going to be a process, and it's not going to happen overnight. And it's hard, you know, when we're in these positions, because we want things to happen right away, but we understand that, you know, we want to make sure that it's done with fidelity and done appropriately. So I think that's why we're trying to get some of these pieces first before we jump the gun and do anything where we're having any discussion, because it may not even come to that. So yeah, but good information. And I think then we keep a hold of that, and then move forward with those conversations.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yep. Yep.
And right, just one more thing too, Dan, you did a really good job. When I was at open house, someone said, so you're not doing open enrollment anymore? And I was like, no, we are. And she said, well, I just heard that there's no open enrollment. So could you clarify that? Why? I mean, now after you answered that, I can understand why somebody might be confused.
Yeah, so there were some misconceptions or misunderstandings regarding open enrollment that you had raised as parents had inquired about that. We absolutely still have open enrollment. That's on an annual basis. So even students who are currently our students through the open enrollment policy, they have to go back every spring and re-enroll. At the start of this particular year, because we are experiencing growth in residential students, those residing within our school district boundaries, many of those, all of the new open enrolled at the elementary, we weren't able to accommodate. even a handful of those that had been serving or been with us through the open enrollment process in the past, we weren't able to accommodate. So because this residential growth is occurring and we have many, many of our students returning on open enrollment through the process, the likelihood of any new open enrolled, especially at the elementary, is really tight right now. It's also growing harder, but there is more room at the 612 building here. But as those students move through, we know that the challenges that represents. So in talking about, you know, we talked about the enrollment process and Mr. Rossler referenced the development going on. That was kind of a drive that we said, well, we need to get this enrollment study in place and at least start looking at what we need to do, if anything, moving forward, because we were seeing growth in residential enrollment, which we hadn't seen in a very long time in the past, coupled with open enrollment, and then the new building that's going on concerning residences. There's a project that we know, and this is, I think, been shared with the board. There's roughly 134 units going in across the street from the elementary, with a very popular developer in the area. We have one over on Oregon Road that we are seeing students come from already, that is nearly full, and we don't know, but the study hopefully will be able to tell us if that's going to grow and expand. There is development going over on Simmons Road, along there, kind of in the Camper World area. You'll see a lot of construction over there. Some of those residences go to Perrysburg Schools, and some of them go to Rossford School District. So there's a whole set of development going on there, coupled with employment opportunities that I was talking earlier. Those employment opportunities bring families with children, and we're happy to educate them. So we need to be real careful and intentional and look ahead on that. And that's why the study is coming, coupled with open enrollment. Yes.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. All right. And the only other thing I would say is I was coming in today and I saw some community people, and they were under the impression we have a levy this year. We do not. And so I just want to clarify that because it was out there, and we are not up for a levy until next year. So I just want to make sure that everyone is clear on that in the virtual world, so that they all are aware, just that they hear something out in the community that is not true. We are not up until next year. So thank you.
I have something that I wanted to add.
Yes.
Thank you very much to whoever put all the time and effort into the email that was sent to you, Terry. I really appreciate all of the very interesting things that they put through there. So as we watch this whole process go, I will definitely be keeping all these noted. So thank you. Appreciate that.
All right. I think, again, we will make sure that we get everyone's input, so that way, and we don't always get to get exactly what we want, as we have all found that out when we passed our levy, and it passed by, I think it passed, but, you know, with our bond levy, but it was close, you know, so we want to make sure that we are hearing from all parts of our community. And so we will collect all of that information, so that way we have a lot to share and discuss. So yes, if we're starting now, that's awesome. So thank you for that information. All right. Exhibit number 10, the motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education move into executive session as provided by Ohio Sunshine Law, ORC Section 121.22, to discuss the employment of public employees.
So moved. Second.
Any questions or comments? No action will be taken. Roll call.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Emily Clacco.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Yes, motion carries. We're going into executive session at 6:59 p.m. And we will be coming out, and we will be adjourning the meeting.